I had to learn to trust him for every penny I needed. It was an interesting lesson. It was a difficult lesson. How many times did the Lord hit my knuckles when I tried to fool with it? Leave it to me. I told you how my first lesson was to get $6. $6. I owed $6. I had been robbed of the money by a saint. And now I didn't have it. And I had to pay a bill, $6. And for a whole month I worried and grunted and groaned and murmured in my heart. I remember walking down the street and looking at the bushes and think, now, Lord, what's $6 between you and me? Why, you could turn these leaves into $5 bills. Honestly, I thought he could, but he didn't. Now, why didn't he do it? I reached into my pocket. I thought, well, the Lord could create it in my pocket. He didn't do it. I said, now, why? As long as I said why, I found fault with God. I got nothing. Nothing. After 1 month's time in a meeting in Zion in the faith home, I learned my lesson. God took all the fear out of me. God made me look at Jesus instead of into my pocket and instead of at the bushes. And when I got a sight of Jesus Christ, the peace of God filled my heart. And next day I got $6, not one penny more or less. And in a most miraculous way, from both of them, from people from whom I could never have expected it, God just showed me that he is not only able, but willing to take care of his own kingdom and his own honor. But as long as I interfere with his honor, nothing doing. Then I honor the devil. The devil comes around, and he wouldn't be a good devil if he didn't test you. That's his job.